talk about the excitement of a fresh start?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement around here. First day back, there's always going to be some new energy, but coaches' enthusiasm, a lot of the vets back from day one. There's a lot of positive energy around here, that's for sure.
Big question. Welcome back.
Appreciate it.
Big question in regards to, one, I guess the offensive line and where you see that. How you see that shaping up, and then another about what the quarterback situation might be and what you're – thoughts might be there just as the center.
Yeah, I mean, both the left guard and quarterback will know a lot more after the draft, I'm sure, whether they address those positions there or we roll with what we got. With Cobb and Tavares, I think we've bought ourselves some time. And, you know, both those guys have played good football in this league. The key is getting them in the right spots to do it here. And then, I honestly think we have a number of guys who could play that left guard spot. Are they going to be as good as Andy from the get-go? Probably not, but that's why we have OTAs and training camp, and hopefully we can get whoever jumps in there up to speed with a fairly experienced group.
Was it difficult losing two close buddies in Andy and Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of my best friends in Andy, who I got drafted with, and Fitz came in the same year as us, so... You know, we all came in together. We've all been great friends, gone out to eat once a week since we got here. And, you know, we have all of our goofy traditions that are gone. But it's a new age. You know, we got new coaches, new players, and I'm glad to be here. And, they've moved on to Tennessee, and we can't look back from that. And, I wish them the best. They're two great guys. Obviously, you all know that too. But, we got guys here that need to step up and replace them.
What do you think of the new signage in the building?
I like it. A lot of Super Bowl aspirations and a lot of Super Bowl themes, which is what you need. I mean, if you're not shooting for the Super Bowl, what are you shooting for? And, that's a good message to have around. A lot of positive stuff, a lot of stuff revolving around accountability, which I like. Yeah, it changed a few years ago, probably for the better, and it probably changed a little bit for the better this time too.
What did you think of? What did you take from Doug Marrone's initial message to the team?
Tough background, a guy with a tough background, you know, Bronx background, and he's going to hold us accountable just like he holds himself accountable, and I like that in a coach. As a former offensive lineman himself, that'll be good and bad for us up front. It'll be good because he has a lot of knowledge, but it'll be bad because he's played the position and he knows what to expect. And I'm sure he's going to be demanding of us, but that's good. I mean, if you don't expect somebody to be demanding of you, then you're probably doing the wrong job at this level of the game.
Given where this team's been, and you've only been here for this now your fifth year, but go ahead. It seems to us from the outside that there is a rebuilding stage to this and that it's going to take some patience. I'm not sure how you guys feel in that room right now, but there seems to be a lot of question marks around this team. Just your thoughts going forward on this season.
Yeah, and I could see where some would think that, but we have a lot of good players around here, and none of us sitting in this building are expecting a rebuilding year. And I understand there's questions at the quarterback position, and that's the most important position on the field. But we got a lot of guys coming back on defense with a pretty exciting defensive coordinator coming in. We're going to be, a little more aggressive offensively and try and use some of our youth up front, move around a little bit more and do some exciting things. And from my standpoint, I don't see why we would need to rebuild. Am I going to sit here and predict how many games we're going to win? No, I mean, I haven't even been on the field with these guys or seen what we're going to run. But, you know, when I look around at the talent, and it's easy to look that we didn't do anything big in free agency. You know, we didn't sign the top guys, but last year we signed the two top pass rushers. You know, you don't have the money to do that every year, or else you look around and you see what the Eagles do. They unload them every few years, and then they sign more big names. You know, we signed two quality guys last year in free agency, and, you know, we expect big things out of Mark and Mario this year. And, you kind of get lost in all the big names that are signed that you feel like you're in a rebuilding stage or from the media looking in. But from us sitting in this building, there's no way we think that.
Have you talked at all much with Nate Hackett?
A little bit. you know, when he was here in 09, we were pretty close. He was a younger guy on the staff, and we've stayed in touch a little bit. He was up at Syracuse playing against my school a couple times a year, once a year. And I got a chance to catch up with him today, and I'm excited to work with him. He comes from a football background. He is all in football. He's got a ton of energy. He's cutting edge in some of his philosophies while still respecting the game of football and running what works. And I'm excited for what he's going to bring to the table. I think he's going to energize some people on offense, really hold some people accountable. I'm expecting some bigger plays and more points. But anytime there's a change of philosophy, I guess you always get excited about it.
How do you, Max? You saw a little bit of Syracuse last season. I mean, just how do you feel about being a little up tempo? You guys spread already, but shotgun no huddle, which is what they did at Syracuse.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. And I've watched them beat the dog out of Louisville, and they looked really good then. And that was the main game I saw them. I saw them in the bowl game a little bit too, and they looked good. And that's kind of the way the league's going. You know, New England runs a lot up tempo. Peyton's done it forever. And when you can keep the defense on their heels and kind of keep them together, I'm sure we won't be exclusively no huddle. I'm sure we won't be exclusively huddle. I mean, we're going to try and keep people on their heels, and I think that'll put guys in more successful situations.
What gives you a sense of belief in your first meeting now up front? Maybe not your first meeting, but what you've gotten out of Doug to believe that he's got what it takes to turn this team around?
It's hard to say off of one meeting. I think knowing his background, knowing having won a championship in New Orleans, being the offensive coordinator on the number one offense in the league, that's pretty good. And head coaching experience at Syracuse, kind of turning around a pretty untalented team into a winning program again, is good. And the energy he brings, the accountability he's talking about having, I think all those things will be positive around here. And, and ultimately it's going to come down to the players making plays. But I feel like from an initial standpoint, he's going to do all he can to get us there.
Here, a couple guys have mentioned how they passed out iPads today from Louisville playbooks. Can you talk about that and what's going on there?
Yeah, a few teams have been doing it already. We have our playbooks on the iPads now. That'll be it's a little more cutting edge, I guess, around one Bills drive for the bring out the iPads. But I like it. It'll make it really convenient for us to have everything just in a tablet-sized deal instead of a playbook that's 6 inches thick. So, it should be a good change.
Will you watch video on there as well?
Yeah, so they can upload plays on there. They can, and we had that technology last year with our smartphones and iPads ourselves. This year they have it all on, their iPads for us. And, they can import plays to you. They could write you a note and say, hey, check this out before you come into the building tomorrow. You can watch your practice before you come in. Last year, I wish we almost didn't have the technology, because knowing that I had the game film on my iPad, I'd never go to sleep without watching the game, because all you're thinking about is, man, I wonder what happened on that play. So it's almost daunting at times knowing that you have the film right there next to you, but definitely makes it really convenient and allows you to come in prepared each day.
I wonder, can you envision guys watching that film Saturday flying to a game, or Sunday flying home after a game?
Flying home's tough because, sometimes you have to download it onto your deal, because with Wi-Fi it makes it real easy because it's all streaming. Nobody's iPad's big enough to hold the database that, we have here at the facility. But you can download anything you want. So, countless guys last year going to games had film on their iPads. Even, we had some of the O-line on the way to games. You'd watch film in the morning. And on the way to games, we'd have a few O-linemen together. Hey, if they run this blitz, this is what we got to look for. Different stuff like that. So, I mean, the technology today gives you a pretty good advantage.
Eric, in 5 years, this is your third time doing a meet and greet with a new head coach.
Correct.
Getting a bit old.
Yeah, and, we definitely want to keep him around. We want to win some games and get some stability around here. But if you look around the league, the losing teams don't keep their coaches. And that's on us as players, the guys who have been here, to do our part to keep them around. But we're definitely excited about having Doug in the building. And his whole staff, the energy they're exuding right now is awesome. And if we can carry this through, you know, when the coach brings that much enthusiasm, you better match it or else you're going to look like a slug walking around the building. So I think that'll be good for us.